Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. God builds the home, February 9th, 2026. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Psalm 127:1. Workers completed the Eiffel Tower, a project requiring more than 2 years, hundreds of laborers, and more than 18,000 pieces of iron held together by millions of rivets in 1889. At the time, it was the tallest structure in the world and a remarkable achievement of human engineering. Yet even with its precision and beauty, if its foundation were weak, the entire structure would eventually collapse. A building's strength depends on what it's built upon. The same is true of our homes. Without a strong spiritual foundation, without God as the builder, our homes may look impressive on the outside, but they will not endure the storms of life. Psalm 127:1 reminds us that human effort apart from God is empty and fragile. This psalm, written by Solomon, carries wisdom from one of the greatest builders in history. Solomon oversaw the construction of the magnificent temple in Jerusalem, yet he understood something that every generation must learn. No matter how skilled the builder or how careful the plans, the work is meaningless unless God is at the center. The challenge of our age. Today, many families are built on self-sufficiency rather than surrender. Our culture often defines success by what we can accomplish, our careers, homes, comfort, and reputation. The problem is not in building or watching over what we have. The problem is who we trust to do the building. We live in a time when homes are filled with activity but lacking peace, where people work harder but feel emptier, where marriages struggle under pressure, and children are overwhelmed by distraction and comparison. The American Psychological Association reports that 77% of adults regularly experience stress-related physical symptoms. And much of that stress comes from pressures within the home, finances, parenting, communication, and expectations. The root cause often traces back to one common issue. We try to build life our own way. When we rely on human strength, we take on burdens we were never meant to carry. Psalm 127:1 speaks directly to this problem. It reminds us that every home, every life, requires a divine builder. It's not that God forbids effort or planning. In fact, Scripture calls us to be diligent, wise, and faithful stewards. But the psalm teaches that our work, no matter how well-intentioned, is ultimately vain, empty, fruitless, and fleeting, if the Lord is not the one establishing it. God's design for the home. The phrase, "unless the Lord builds the house," declares a fundamental truth. God must be the architect, not just a guest in our homes. He doesn't merely bless our blueprints. He provides them. The house, in this context, refers both to a physical home and to a family or household. In biblical language, a house represents more than walls and furniture. It symbolizes legacy, generations, and spiritual influence. When God builds a home, He shapes the hearts of the people within it. Next, the verse continues. Those who build it labor in vain. This doesn't mean we should stop working or caring for our homes. Rather, it warns us that even the most well-meaning human effort cannot produce lasting fruit apart from God's presence and power. We can build routines, rules, and even relationships. But only God can build righteousness. Only He can create peace in the home, humility in the heart, and unity among family members. The psalm then expands the idea. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. In ancient times, cities had guards who watched for danger through the night. They could sound an alarm, but they could not guarantee safety. Likewise, we may guard our homes, locking doors, saving money, protecting children. But no amount of human vigilance can replace divine protection. God alone is the true watchman of every heart and household. Together, these two images, building and watching, paint a picture of total dependence on God. Building represents our work and effort. Watching represents our care and concern. Both are necessary, but both are meaningless without the Lord. When God is the builder, our efforts have purpose. When He is the watchman, our hearts can rest. The beauty of God's blueprint. When the Lord builds the home, something supernatural happens. Love becomes patient. Forgiveness flows freely. Parents raise their children with grace and truth. Spouses become partners in faith, not competitors for control. God-built home doesn't mean a home without problems, but it does mean a home with peace that surpasses understanding. Philippians 4:7, God's design for the home has always been about dependence. In Deuteronomy 6:5 through 9, families were instructed to teach God's word daily, to make Him the cornerstone of every conversation and every decision. This principle remains true today. When we make God central in our homes, He shapes our values, strengthens our relationships, and secures our future. Psalm 127:1 calls every believer to surrender the hammer and blueprint back to God. He alone can build something that lasts, not just a house that stands, but a home that glorifies Him.